Kaya, bodies. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation: that abode is manifested within the material world by the will of Lord Krishna. It is identical to that original Goloka. They are not two different bodies. Purport: the above mentioned dhams are movable by the omnipotent will of Lord Krishna. When Sri Krishna appears on the face of the earth, He can also make the dhams appear without changing their original structure. One should not discriminate between dham on earth and those in the spiritual sky, thinking those on earth to be material and original abode to be spiritual. All of them are spiritual. Only for us who cannot experience anything beyond matter in our present conditioned state, do the dhams and the Lord Himself in His archa form appears before us resembling matter to give us the facility to see spirit with material eyes. In the beginning, this may be difficult for a neophyte to understand, but in due course, when one is advanced in devotional service, it will be easier and he will appreciate the Lord presence in these tangible forms. I want to read one more. This is very nice, connecting with the same verse. Chintamani bhumi kalpa briksha mayavana charma chaksha dekhe tara pranchera sama. The land, there is touchstone, chintamani, and the forest abound with the desired trees. Material eyes see it as an ordinary place. Purport: by the grace of the Lord, His dhams and He Himself can all be present simultaneously without losing their original importance. Only when one fully develops in affection and love for Godhead can one see those dhams in His original appearance. Om Agyante Mrindasya Gyananjan Shalakya Chakshuna Militam Yen Tasme Shri Guru Vainamaham Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutle Swayam Rup Kadam Dati Sapadantikam Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutle Shri Giriraj Swamriti Namne Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutle Shri Madhe Bhakti Vidhan Swamriti Namne Namaste Saraswati Deve Gurvani Prachane Nirvishesha Nevadi Pasha Deshtarne Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityanand Shri Advaita Gadhadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Narayanam Namaskrit Naram Charam Narottamam Devim Sasati Vyasam Tato Jayam Diriyat Mukam Kati Vachalu Pangum Langte Grim Yat Kripa Tabbande Shri Gurdin Tarnam Vancha Kalpatro Vishkripa Sindhu Vebichapati Tanam Pavne Vivashn Vibhyo Namo Namaha. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Lord Krishna explains in Bhagavad Gita, na tad bhaste suryo, na shanko, na pavako, yat katva nivatante tad dham parma mama. That abode of mine is not illuminated with the fire or the light, electricity, or with the moon or a sun. Yat katva nivatante tad dham parma mama. That is my supreme abode. And Arjuna said, Param Brahma, Param Dhamma, Pavitram, Paramam Bhavan. That, my Lord, your abode is the supreme. I am not saying it. Some may think that I am saying because I am your friend. But Asita, Devala, Vyas, Narada, all these great, great personalities are telling that your abode is the supreme. Now you see, in the spiritual world, it is self-illuminated. Srila Prabhupada explains in his purports, time and time, that actually the effulgence of Krishna's body, the effulgence of the Vaikuntha planets, that is called Brahma Jyoti. So the people who wants to simply go, want the mukti, want to get out of this material world, they are good because they are poor fund of knowledge. They got no knowledge about the Golok Vrindavan or the Vaikuntha planets. Their ultimate goal is Brahma Jyoti, but that is not ultimate. Their goal is Brahm, but Krishna is Param Brahm. Their goal is Brahm, there's a Brahma Jyoti, the Raham Brahmasmi, I'll go and merge with the Brahm. But devotees go beyond Brahm. Beyond Brahm is Param Brahm. Param Brahm is Krishna. So Krishna has his own abode, and that's beautiful. Krishna is person. God is a person. And same, because Krishna is well-wisher of every living entity, he is not talking about Indians or humans. He is talking about every living entity. Sarva Jonishu Kantaya. Then Krishna speaks, not simply for living entities on the planet Earth. He speaks about A Brahman Bhuvan Loko, the entire, every single universe in the material world. And now, Krishna is well-wisher. And then Krishna explains in Bhagavad Gita that yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati varata, that whenever there's a decline in the religious principles. I was hearing a lecture of Srila Prabhupada, and Prabhupada said, Krishna is not saying Hindu dharma glani bhavati bharata, that I am coming to protect the Hindu religion. He said dharma glani, that for that Krishna prutranaya sadhunam vinashaya dushitam, for his devotees, that how the living entity can come back. So Krishna manifests these pastimes in the material world too. Now one may ask people, because they think Krishna is just Mayavadis, they think that Krishna is just a person like us, maybe more powerful than the demigods, maybe more powerful than the rishis or siddhis or yogis, but they still accept him as a Mahapurush. But actually he is not Mahapurush, he is the original Supreme Personality of Godhead, from whom everything emanates. Matya paratam nanyat kinchi dasti dananjaya. There is no truth superior to Krishna. Everything emanates from Krishna. Now that Krishna, when he comes, does avatar on the material world, so sometimes people think maybe he has left his spiritual world and he comes here. So that means the Vaikuntha planet is vacant. Actually, it is not. Because Brahma Samhita, Brahmaji explains that if Krishna is taking avatar, if we need to go somewhere, we have to leave that place. So I'm going like a few days to India. So when I'm going to India, because I have to leave England and I have to reach there. So from India, if I have to go to Spain, I have to leave India and go to Spain. So I have to vacate that place, my house. I have to leave my house. Then I have to go to another place. So I have to absent from this place. But when Krishna comes, when Krishna takes avatar, he does not vacate the spiritual world. Akhilatma bhuto golok ek nivashti akhilatma bhuto govindam adi pushyam tamam bhajami. He is residing in the Golok Vrindavan, in the spiritual world. He is performing his leela eternal in the spiritual world with the gopas, with the gopis, everything. And the same time, simultaneously, he is performing leela in the material universe. Srila Prabhupada explains in his purports that like a sun is rotating. And when the sun is rotating, similarly Krishna's leelas are rotating in the material world. At this present moment, like 5,000 years ago, we saw Krishna. And these leelas were manifest leela. It is called prakat leela. At the moment, it is aprakat leela on this planet Earth. So we can't see, physically one could see 5,000 years ago Krishna is performing pastimes. Like we can see sun in the afternoon, we can see sun right on the top of our head. But at the dusk time when the sun is setting, we cannot see the sun, but the sun is remain there. Nothing changes with the sun. Sun remains as big as he is. That doesn't mean when the sun is rising, he is small. And when the sun becomes big, and the sun sets up and the sun becomes small, or the sun goes. So sun is rising and sun is setting. Sun remains as it is, but with our perception is see the sun is taking birth and sun is leaving. Sun is coming and sun is going. So simultaneously Srila Prabhupada explains that the picture is covered. Actually I wanted to show you picture right behind, so when you come next time, you know that. How many people notice the picture over here? right? So the picture is right up here. It's a little description of the spiritual world and the material world. So, in the spiritual world, because people have, everything is actually in the spiritual world. It is said in Bhagavad Gita, Uddamu Adam Shakham, that this material world is like a banyan tree, but upside down. You see, banyan tree is like that, the roots are there, then the leaves are up. But material world banyan tree, compared to Krishna has compared, is upside down. And what is upside down? It's like this glass, we take this. So if there is some water or some mirror, the reflection will, the glass will look like upside down. So everything, whatever in the spiritual world, this material world is a perverted reflection. So everything, so Mayavadi think that we leave this material world is a Maya. And we should leave everything. Arey Baba, aapka tha toh chodoge na. It wasn't yours anyway. You go to a hotel, like I went to Spain on the other day. So we went to the room, I said, okay, I am detached. I left it. It wasn't mine. Nothing belongs to us. So what can we renounce? Or they think is Maya, is illusion. But illusion, yes. But it is not illusion, it is a temporary. Everything is fact. This is fact. This is a fact. Your body is there. But everything in the material world is temporary, but in the spiritual world is permanent. It's like a reflection. Reflection is, where the reflection comes from, Srila Prabhupada explains. The reflection comes from the object. I was listening to a lecture of Srila Prabhupada a few days ago. That you can just go from the back. Maybe you can wait for the curtain to open and take darshan of the Lord. I was listening to a lecture of Srila Prabhupada just a few days ago, and Srila Prabhupada explains, you see, you listen to the lectures and there are, every time you listen to a lecture of Srila Prabhupada, it may be the same lecture, it may be, there's tremendous amount of books, literature, and Prabhupada has given the instructions, and they are so wonderful. And even after 20 years, I heard this particular sentence, and it was making me so happy, that you listen to Prabhupada so many times, but every time you listen, something come up, and this is a completely new instructions to you. And Srila Prabhupada in the lecture is saying, oh, these days people are doing the ball dancing. What is it called, ball dancing? What is the floor? What? Sorry? Yeah, because my English is still, after 30 years, I'm still, you know, it's like Indian English anyway. So you understand. So Srila Prabhupada said, actually, that this so-called ball dancing is a copy of rasa dance. Krishna's rasa dance in the spiritual world has taken the form of the ball dancing in the material world. He said, everything is in the spiritual world. Like sports. Krishna plays sports. There are four rasas. The Shantaras, Dasaras, Vasalyaras, Sakharas, then Shingaras. So these five rasas are in the spiritual world. And same five rasas we see in the material world. But these material world, the rasas, they are not rasas, because actually rasas in the spiritual world and in the material world, they contaminated with the lust. So everything, like people like Krishna having a sports every day, he's having a picnics every day, and we like to do the same thing. People, devotees in the spiritual world, somebody is treating Krishna as a friend, somebody is treating Krishna as a boyfriend, somebody is treating Krishna as a child, somebody is treating Krishna as a master in the Vaikuntha planets. Somebody likes to just serve Krishna in plants or trees that way. So these five rasas are there, and the same thing we are doing material world, what we are doing for ourselves. In the spiritual world, we do for Krishna. I was in Spain. I was spoken to somebody and explaining to him. He became receptive after a while. Then he understand what we have got. And we discussed about Prabhupada. Then he was asking, and then I was explaining him, you see, in the spiritual world, everything is like Krishna manifested that what the spiritual world is. So this particular word is, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is explaining, the abode is manifested in the material world by the will of the Lord Krishna. It is identical to that original Golok. They are not two different bodies. They are not different. Somebody asked me, I was explaining how Krishna had 16,800 wives and he had 10 children with him, with each. He said, so Krishna had a sex to produce that many children? So I explained to him, no, he doesn't need to do that. But what do you think? He said, how can Krishna do that? How can he have that? I said, why everything manifests from Krishna? Prabhupada explained that. So I said, Krishna is a Napunsak. Napunsak mean impotent, is it? So who can't produce child? I said, what do you think Krishna is that? So Krishna can have everything, he's a god, but you can't have that. He has everything. From him everything emanates. Srila Prabhupada explains, they are beautiful girls, they are so beautiful, they are much more, billion times more beautiful than the heavenly planet girls. And the men are very handsome, they got all this, the sex desire is there, but they don't use it even. Because it is everything is a prema. We use the word prema, say like I was, the topmost in the spiritual world is a prema. So if that is the reflection, Srila Prabhupada explains, so I give him the same example, so this is a tree, top of the tree, and that is prema of Krishna. When that goes down, it becomes lust, right at the bottom. So that is why, you understand, very simple. Prema on the top in the spiritual world, and the same prema turns, when the turns upside down, it becomes lust in the material world. And that lust is abominable, because Krishna says, the kamesha krodesha rajogun samudbhava mahashnu mahapapma vidyanmi varinam. It is the topmost enemy of the world. Because lust is keeping us in the material world. Lust not only is simply sex desire, but lust of different even objects. That's Prabhupada explained, and when you read in Bhagavad Gita, the purport, where Srila Prabhupada explains about the lust. Now, but we have to, because it is a reflection, but when Krishna is performing the pastimes here, they are not under the material activities. Because when Krishna performs pastimes, I think I gave I'll explain you one more thing. Because Krishna, I heard another lecture of Srila Prabhupada just yesterday. And Srila Prabhupada was explaining that abominable sex is, Prabhupada was talking on this particular topic. Prabhupada was explaining the abominable sex desire in the material world. But when Krishna was dancing with the gopis, he was merely 8 years old. And not only that, Krishna, Prabhupada explaining, there were so many gopis, but you never hear gopis become pregnant. Gopis don't use contraceptions or anything. They don't become pregnant because there is no abominable lust between Krishna and gopis, which people think. And Prabhupada said, that's why Prabhupada explains in here that in the beginning this may be difficult for a neophyte to understand. A person in a very neophyte stage, he cannot understand. That's why Srila Prabhupada says, we should read Srila Prabhupada books line to line. It's like Ravi yesterday used the word cover to cover. Starting from one cover and right at the end of the cover. I like that analogy which he gave. And he said, when I was explaining him, we should read Prabhupada books very seriously, study his books. And then he said, cover to cover. And really struck into my heart. I said, that's a very good statement he made. Right from the preface, cover to cover. And that's wonderful. When we read that, so in the beginning, this may be difficult for a neophyte to understand, but in the due course, when one is advanced in devotional service, it will be easier and he will appreciate Lord's presence in those tangible forms. See, Krishna was performing his pastimes. He says, Name karmani limbanti, name karam phale sapraha. Iti mam bijanati karam vinusa biddhate. My activities are not like activities like a material activities. And the person who knows this, even he get free from this material karma. He's not under the jurisdiction of karma. So what does he mean? The person who knows these activities, karma, even he, karma does not affect him. That means a pure devotee. A pure devotee is not under the effect of a karma, and Krishna is not effect of the karma. You see, when Krishna was performing pastimes, and relationship between Krishna and the gopis and the queens of Dwarka, there was not even a single lust among any devotee, except one person, that was Kubja. Kubja was actually Shupnakha in the previous birth. When Lord Ramchandra was in Dandakarniya forest, and Shupnakha was, when she saw the beauty of Ram, because a demoniac nature, person one only thinks, idam mat me alabdam. He only thinks one thing, how can I gain more? How can I kill my enemies? How can I satisfy my lust? This is the mentality of a demoniac people. So demoniac people, simply one thing, the how I can satisfy myself. I don't care about anybody else. So Shupnakha, the wicked sister of Ravana, when she was flying from the Dandakarniya forest, when she saw Ram, she wanted to have, to enjoy with Ram. She wanted to satisfy her senses with Ram. And when she came, Ram, and Ram is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one of the main incarnation of Krishna. He is Krishna, but he doesn't manifest. It's like a moon, full moon and the half moon and the quarter moon. It's the same person, one person. That doesn't mean when Ram comes, he became some different person. He expanded himself. It's like a copy, you know, like what you say when we are like, we are making like a Janamashtami festival. So we recorded for the television program, and Shruti Dharma Prabhu asked me, oh, can you give me one copy of it? So the original we're gonna run on the TV station for broadcasting. Original copy will run over there, but when we're gonna give a copy, it says copy. So the copy is as identical, but still it's a copy. There's a minute difference in the copy, and very minute, but it's as good as original. There's, you can make so many copies, but still the original is original. So similarly, when Rahi comes as a Ram, he manifests, but in manifest, he doesn't manifest the full. It's like a moon. Full-fledged moon is in the full moon day. So full moon of Krishna is in Golok Vrindavan, and the quarter and the three quarter or the half, this is Vishnu forms. So Ram is like that. But he's the same person. But when Shrupnakha saw that, she came to Ram, and she said, oh, such a beautiful, you are such a beautiful man. And look at me, I'm beautiful. Jai Sita Ram, Lakshman Hanuman ji ki, Jai Shri Radha Gokulan ji ki, Jai Shri Gaunita ji ki, Jai. So Shrupnakha immediately, she changed her body, because these people could do it. And she said, oh, you are such a, I'm such a beautiful girl, and you're such a beautiful person, man. Please satisfy me, marry me. I want to enjoy with you. And Ram said, look, I'm a married person, I got a wife. You go to this another man, this is Lakshman. And she came to Lakshman, she left Ram, said, no, Lakshman, okay, you satisfy me, you look as beautiful as Ram. So please, you accept me. He said, look, no, I can't, my wife is waiting, Urmila. I have come out for 14 years with my brother and my bhabi. And my wife is already waiting for me. How can I cheat my wife? Behind her back, I'm sorry, I can't even accept you. So she came back again to Ram, and Ram and Lakshman, and they were coming both, and then Ram said, I can't accept you because my wife is here. So till that time, Ram wanted to, because you see, anybody comes with any desire, a Krishna says, the ye yathamam prasas tansam bijamyaham, that as you approach me, I reward you accordingly. But that time, Ram was in a very pleasing mood. He was joking mood. You see, Krishna, everything comes from God. God can have a joke. We can have joke with each other. So similarly, this original is in Krishna, in Ram. So Ram was just joking. At the same time, she said, oh, you are not accepting because of this girl, this lady? let me eat her. So she was going to eat Sita Devi. She attacked Sita Devi. That is when Ram got angry, because Ram does not get angry at Shubhnaka. Sometimes people say, oh, she accepted, she came to Ram and Ram cut her nose and the ears. But the Ram cut her nose and ears because she attacked Sita. And Krishna never tolerates when somebody attacks his pure devotee. But because she approached Ram for satisfied senses, and Krishna explains that whoever approaches me in whatever form, I reward you accordingly. And the same Shubhnaka, she became Kubja in the Ram Krishna Leela. And that is why when Krishna went to the Kubja, he said, oh, beautiful girl, because she was coming very beautiful. She wanted to become very beautiful in Shubhnaka Leela. So Krishna said, oh, she said, what are you talking about? I'm a beautiful, I'm a hunchback, I'm very Kubja. Kubja means kub, in the back. He said, I am so ugly and you're telling me I'm very beautiful? He said, oh, you have got one little chandan. What is this? Oh, beautiful lady, give me the chandan. She said, oh, definitely I want this chandan. Because he was actually for Kansa. But moment she saw Krishna, she said, forget about Kansa. If Kansa wants to punish me, let him punish me. I am going to offer this. This boy has asked me this little chandan, and I'm going to give a chandan. He said, oh, you take this chandan, but tell me before, why are you joking with me? He said, I'm not joking. You are very beautiful. She said, no, I'm not beautiful. I'm ugly. He said, no. So Krishna, moment they touch her like that on her chin, and it is said immediately the same Kubja who was so ugly, she became a beautiful girl. And when she became a beautiful girl, this is what the Krishna does. With the touch of Krishna, Krishna can make us so beautiful in Krishna consciousness to all of us. So when he made her beautiful, and then she said, now you please satisfy my desire, because she had a Rati Sukh. It is called Rati Sukh. It is said, this is the only, because she wanted to satisfy, and that is called Rati Sukh. It is said that Krishna came, then after killing Kansa, he said, I cannot come to you now. So Krishna provided even this, if somebody wants that. So, but these pastimes of Krishna are so beautiful. I was explaining that, so when Krishna comes here, he brings his own abode. I may have told here in this manner, or maybe some other temple. I don't remember if I've told here or not, but I have this mentioned different places at different times. I have told this example. So when Krishna, like a president of America, when he goes somewhere, he goes his limousines with him. They takes about, I don't know, some says it's 100 cars or 50 cars, whatever. They take so many cars with them. So when the president of America travels, he goes to another country, he goes with his own cars, he goes with his own security, he takes his own press with him, he takes, you know, his staff with him. So 200 people, over 200 people travels with the president. That's how president of America travels. I can remember one story was, once a prime minister of India, he was Atal Bihari Vajpayee. We invited him in our ISKCON temple, Vrindavan. So when we invited him for Vrindavan, they said they, for 1 month, they put tuna on the side. You know, tuna is what is called? Lime? No. White. Sorry? No. Tuna is what anyway. It's a white powder for they keeps you flies away and all this. So they sprinkle all over Vrindavan. They clean the whole Vrindavan for 1 month. The Prime Minister of India is coming to Vrindavan, to ISKCON temple. So it is said when this Prime Minister came, and devotees made a beautiful arrangement for him, because he's a Prime Minister, so we wanted to, you know, have a good relationship. So they made nice arrangement for him taking prasad with the selected devotees. But then this Prime Minister said, no, I'm not going to take prasad here. I'm going to take prasad where everybody sits and take prasad, because I'm not Prime Minister here. Here I'm just merely a servant of Krishna. The real Prime Minister is Krishna over here. So it is not good for a Prime Minister of India to come and sit like here in opulence. Rather, I would like to sit where everybody is ordinary, everybody is sitting. So I want to go to that prasadam hall. So they take him over there. When they took him over there, everybody was sitting on the floor. You know, Prashadam room, old Prashadam room, which is now, we give Hindi classes there. So, at that time, you know, it was very just shelter, you know. So, Prime Minister was sitting over here. So, another devotee, our temple president and all others were sitting around him. And suddenly, there was one beggar. He was sitting right on one corner. So, in India, they said, "Oi, out." You know, you have sometimes, that's how India, they treat sometimes, you know. They said, "Okay, you are out. What are you doing here?" And the Prime Minister said, no, let him sit down here. Why is that? He's my bodyguard. So when Krishna comes, when a Prime Minister or President travels, they travel with the security, with their staff, with the press. But when Krishna comes, he comes with his entire abode with him. He brings a piece of land, 84 crores, 168 mile area of Vrindavan. It is not made by Brahmaji. It is not part of this material world. Just beyond Kosi, that 84 crores is a land from Golok Vrindavan. In that land, when Krishna comes, he brings his own abode with him. He brings the trees, the plants, the insects, the monkeys, the dogs, the hogs, the gopa, the gopis, the mother and the father and everybody. Everybody, the cows, calves, everybody come from the spiritual world. And that is Krishna. And that is Chintamani. In the next verse says, the land there is Chintamani and the forest around with desired trees materialize. See it as an ordinary place. So when Krishna comes, he brings his this whole abode. I mean, I can keep speaking. They are so beautiful, pastor. I can speak if you like. I can speak for another 15 minutes. You like it or should I stop? Should I continue with that? You see, that this spiritual world Krishna shows, this is not part of the material world where I manifest this Leela. You see, Shani Devta is not allowed in the, after the Kosi, Shani Devta temple in the Kosi. Even Lakshmi could not enter into that, into the Golok Vrindavan. Even Shiva could not enter into that. Shiva went there to see. Yashoda Maiya said, "Okay, no, go away. Who are you? I'm not going to show my Lala to you." But Shiva begged, "Please." Again, he went to Nandagaon. He said, "Please do me one thing." What is that? That whenever Krishna bathes every day, the water of Krishna's bathing should come onto my head. Say, one go to Nandagaon, you will see Shiva temple. So when every morning, even today, when every morning they do the bathing ceremony of Krishna, they bathe Krishna. So the water goes to Shiva, to Shivlinga, and then everybody takes out the Chanamrit. That's how it goes. But that land is Chintamani, and Krishna showed this is not an ordinary dust what we take. And Krishna came, and Krishna actually taken the bit of dust, put in his mouth, and he ate that. And Mother Yashoda saying, "Krishna, you ate dust? Everybody is telling me, they are complaining that you ate mitti." It's called mitti in Hindi. You eat mitti, it's Gujarati mitti, they call it. What they call in Gujarati? Huh? Dhur. Okay. So he ate the little of mitti. Little. Soil. Now, Yashoda saying, "What do? You ate?" He said, "No, I didn't eat." But everybody is saying, "You ate?" No, I didn't eat. He completely lied. But somebody said, "Krishna lied, but he ate mitti." Why he lied? Because he did not lie at all. Because he did not eat mitti, he ate Chintamani. Because Golok Vrindavan is raised Chintamani Bhumi. Kalpa Briksha Mayavana. All the trees are Kalpa Briksha. And the dust is this Chintamani and he ate that. And this Chintamani is because, because not only that, it's part of Golok Vrindavan. But that dust is made from the feet of the, it has touched the feet of the gopis. Can you imagine what sort of, even if the material vision, you see this, how powerful it is? It is said, once you take the dust from the lotus feet of the devotees. What does really mean? The mean is you take that instruction when you're falling, when you're touching somebody's feet, you touch. This is the way of getting the spiritual knowledge. Tadvidhi parinipatena pariprashtena sevaya updakshanti na jnanam jnanena tatvadashna. One should approach humble mood. You challenging mood. Tell me like this. Tell me like that. Arre Baba, you can't get anywhere in your life. Even the material world, you go to university to tell the professor, okay, challenging mood. One can never understand Krishna. You can keep challenging for a million of years. But in humility, you approach. You even ask somebody, please tell me this. He will very nicely will tell you. So what this dust of Vrindavan is so beautiful. Krishna has played in the dust. This dust is created by, devotee says, that this dust is created by hoof prints of the cows. And once Mother Yashoda said the cows, you know, when the gopis were crying and Mother Yashoda used to think, gopis were thinking Krishna is grazing the cows. So thorns are going into their feet. You may have experienced when you go to Govardhan Prakama, anybody have ever thorn in the feet? Anybody had a thorn? No? Well, I had. And it's a big one, isn't it, when over there it goes. So, well, one day, Yashoda said, let me make the shoes for Krishna. Krishna said, I'm not going to wear these shoes. Why? He said, my cows are not wearing shoes. How can I wear the shoes? So 900,000 cows, can you imagine how many pairs of shoes? Because cows had 4 feet. So that many shoes. And said, no, I'm not going to wear the shoes. It is that these cows, they were thinking of Krishna. They were start breaking the little stones of Vrindavan and they turned them into a dust. And this dust is, when we go to Vrindavan, this dust is actually not only the dust, it's actually gopis has walked there, Krishna has played in the dust. For 5,000 years, so many devotees has walked on the dust. And no ordinary devotees, you can think. And Vrindavan, whenever you go, and that the same spot, big acharyas, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Bhaktisan Saraswati Maharaj Thakur, this Vilva Mangal Thakur, so many great acharyas has walked on this land. So when we go there, whenever we went into Vrindavan, we should just think, my God, this is a place where these great personalities like Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Jiva Goswami has walked. They merely rolled in the dust of this place. This place is not ordinary. And then we advance in Krishna consciousness. And one can see, I tell you one very quick story. There was one, if you know Akbar was very favorable to the Hindus. But Akbar's, one of the ministers was Man Singh, Raja Man Singh. And Raja Man Singh is the one who helped to make Govindji temple. He funded the Govindji temple. So, anybody been to Banke Bihari temple, so this Banke Bihari temple, this is a, Banke Bihari ji is manifested because of Swami Haridas. One is Haridas Thakur, which is the associate of Nityananda Prabhu, direct associate of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But after these Goswamis, there one Goswami has lived in Vrindavan. His name was Swami Haridas. So Swami Haridas from Nidivan, because of his devotion, he said, Swami Haridas, Krishna came to a dream of Swami Haridas. He said, look, I am hiding in the Nidivan, please take me out and worship me. So Swami Haridas, he dug this place and a beautiful, beautiful form of Krishna, and Krishna appeared from that. That is called Banke Bihari ji. But Swami Haridas, when he would sing, he would simply sing for Krishna. And if somebody is older, they may have heard about Tansen. Anybody heard about Tansen? Who knows Tansen? Can you lift your hands up? Nobody knows? You know Tansen. But Tansen was such a classical singer that when he would sing, that deep rag, it is said the divas, the ghee lamps, it will light itself. He could produce the Megh Rag simply by singing with the ragas. The cloud will come and the rain can start. This is how powerful Tansen was. And he was the main singer of one of the Navratan. Navratan is called nine gems Akbar had. Out of them, one was Tansen. Tansen, anybody who is in the classical singing, they all know they can never beat a Tansen. And this Tansen was Navratan, one of the nine gems of Akbar. So, it is said, this Tansen was the disciple, actually the Tansen was a disciple of Swami Haridas. So one day Akbar said to Tansen, he said, I want to see your guru. I want to hear, if you are the top singer, you are one of my gem Navratan, but your guru must be more expert than you. I want to see your guru. He said, Bhai, you can never hear my guru like this. Why is that? He said, my guru will never see anybody like that because he only sing for Krishna. And he would not meet anybody, any king. But he said, no, how can I meet him? He said, you just become a beggar. Put some rags, you know, the torn clothes, then go to Vrindavan. Let's go. So it is at the Akbar. The emperor, the Mughal emperor, he actually went to Vrindavan with this very dirty clothes and a disguise, and Tansen went to his guru, and he was still reluctant. He may upset his guru. Bringing a king to his guru, guru may not want to see a king because it's like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's time. He did not want to meet Maharaj Pratap Rudra. So Tansen went to his guru. Swami Haridas, when he paid him obeisances in his little hut, at that time, Swami Haridas said to Tansen, he said, why have you left your friend outside? We should bring him in. Now, because he's a devotee, the pure devotee, he could know somebody is waiting outside, even nobody told him. He said, call him in. So he knew this was the king, so he came in. He fell at the feet. And he said, my only one desire has happened. That I just went to came and take your darshan, but he didn't tell why he came, but he knew. So Swami Haridas said to Tansen, now you sing. Now Tansen starts singing, but he could not sing properly in front of his guru. The top singer of the world, entire world, he could not sing properly in front of his guru. This is how one should become in front of a guru. Guru more murakh dekhi kare shashan. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, in front of our guru, we should become a fool number one. Not artificially, but we are fool number one in front of our guru. At that time, Tansen, because Swami Haridas, he was very merciful to Akbar. He thought, he has come, let him hear about Krishna, I will purify. So it is said then Swami Haridas starts singing so melodiously in front of Krishna, Banke Bihari. He forgot himself, external consciousness. And then when he was singing, he was rolling, and tears were flowing from his eyes. Akbar never seen such a devotion. He fell at the feet of Swami Haridas. He said, I have not come here to see but what I have seen is devotion to Krishna. So he fell at his feet. He said, Maharaj, I like to do some service for you. Can I do some service? He said, no. You have come here to see, you have seen Krishna, you have heard about Krishna, now you chant Hare Krishna. That's it. But he said, let me do some menial service to you. Can I make little better hut for you? Little better facility for you? He said, no, I don't want anything. Can I make a little more better temple for Krishna? He said, look, you don't worry. We are so satisfied in Vrindavan, not as a just content, but he could see, but he was still insisting, I want to help something. He said, all right, you really want to help me? Now this is a verse we'll explain. The second verse, the land is touchstone, Chintamani, and the forest round within desire tree, materialized, see it as an ordinary place. So Maharaj Akbar was seeing this Vrindavan just an ordinary place. With the open sewage and all this, like when we go see it. But at that time he said, Swami Haridas said, you really want to do service? If you're really insisting, I tell you what you do. little bank of Yamuna is broken. You know, Yamuna, you know, little, if it's a mud, that little piece was broken and water was coming out of Yamuna. He said, this little bank of Yamuna is broken. Please repair that. He said, Maharaj, just bank of Yamuna, that's all? That's all service I have to do? He said, yes, repair it if you can. Well, I can tank, get few little mitti and little bag of sand, we can put it and cover it, no problem. He said, okay, sure, okay, do it. It is said when moment Akbar saw this, actually it was not an ordinary Yamuna river. He saw the actual river Yamuna made of gems and the jewels and the emeralds. The whole beautiful Kalpa Briksha, he could manifest that actually the Yamuna which is flows in the spiritual world. When he saw this beautiful, beautiful, it is a little part of the Yamuna was broken because the whole bank of Yamuna is made of diamond and emeralds and the gems. And the quality of these emerald, diamond and gems were Akbar has never seen, and Akbar fell. He said, I am the emperor of India. And if my entire treasure cannot buy jewels like this, this little jewels, millions of Akbar come, even then they can't do it. And he humbled Akbar. Akbar could see. So this is the beauty of Vrindavan. And we can see simply, if we have eyes, and that eyes can come with so many other things, a pure devotional service, anya vilashta shunyam gyan karna avratam man kulne krishna sharanam bhakti ruttama sarpadi vinirmuktam tatpatte na nirmanam. So that sort of things we can do without any bodily designation, without karma, without jnana. If we perform devotional service, pure devotional service, when we come to that platform, then we can actually see Vrindavan. And Srila Prabhupada said, one last thing is, I'll stop the class. Prabhupada said, Vrindavan is within the four walls of Krishna Balaram temple. What does that mean? That means we go to Vrindavan, we associate with devotees, we read Srila Prabhupada books. These books, the whole entire Golok Vrindavan is manifesting in these particular books. If we read, I'll remember cover to cover. You read that everything is manifested in these books. These books are for 10,000 years. It will remain for 10,000 years. Because a pure devotee has said for 10,000 years, and Krishna says that declare it boldly, my devotees never. What is the verse? Anybody knows? Huh? Sorry? Kaunteya pratijanihi name bhakta apnashati. When a pure devotee said it's for 10,000 years, it will remain for 10,000 years. So other book come, go. So many books will come. So many Mayavadi write. So many, they will come and go. But these books will remain. So Prabhupada has put everything in these books. And when we read Krishna book, when we read Chaitanya Charitamrita, this will give us all this knowledge. Not only the knowledge, but you relish it. Word of Krishna. I was telling Ravi, one devotee has read it 40 times. He just read one thing every year. If you read, very simple. Sometimes people say, oh, I haven't read Prabhupada books, it's too difficult. So many books, lifetime reading. Baba, why lifetime reading? 20 pages a day. 1 month you can read the whole book. Less than 1 month, this whole book can be read very easily. Simple 20 pages a day. So if you read more, you can finish this whole book in 2 weeks. So all these books for Prabhupada can be read simply in 1 year. All of them. You study them again and again and again and again, and you relish it, Krishna consciousness. And this whole spiritual world will manifest in our heart. It's very simple, but we have to do it. So I stop it here. I think I gave a long lecture today. I'm sorry, I can't stop sometime, you know. Srila Prabhupada ki, Srila Prabhupada Transcendental Book Distribution ki.